welcome back to Oh Boy the Podcast.
Oh boy.
I'm not the host, but this week I kind of am, and my name is Joe.
Cody.
Lex.
And last week on our podcast, we talked all about Valentine's Day date ideas at the parks, at fancy restaurants at Disney.
Oh, yeah.
And fun cocktail and, like, appetizer spots that we really liked. And we had you guys on the last episode comment to see what you would like to do this year on Valentine's Day or what your ideal Valentine's Day date at Disney would be. And we got some good comments on YouTube. We had one was pretty funny. It actually made me laugh that someone said that their boyfriend got them, Bailey's boyfriend got them reservations at Hoop-Dee-Doo. Eye-rolling emoji. And she loves him very much, and she's just going to go with it and have a blast.
That's true love, Bailey. And that's some true love.
He got you unlimited sangria.
Yeah.
You can't put a value on that. True.
But next
and
year...
And a show. Dinner and a show.
So, some might say.
I think this is cute and funny.
But next year...
If you love Disney, that would be awesome. That's a great one.
California Grill. And then...
Okay, California Grill next year.
Yeah.
Bailey's boyfriend, you better start
if
making
changes. You're listening. Make a res right now for next year.
And then Meredith said that her ideal Valentine's Day would be just spending all day together watching Disney Plus, alternating who gets to pick to what to watch next,
aww,
and then having all the snacks and ordering Thai takeout.
I love I that. Really
that'd be cute. And they could like pre-plan like which ones they were gonna pick and make cute snacks according to like what would go with that show or movie.
Yeah,
that'd be cute. That's a fun day.
Who is that?
Meredith.
Good job, Meredith.
Yeah. But this week is all about villains.
It's villains week, yeah, here at the Lost Bros.
Friday.
Tomorrow.
For your listening ears, tomorrow is the return of Villains After Hours at Magic Kingdom. Something that out of the three of us, I think only Lex did last year, right?
Yeah, I did it last year and I liked it more than most people on the internet did. I felt like a cheaper version of the Halloween party, so I didn't understand why they were doing it so close to the Halloween party. I feel like it would have been served better earlier, and lo and behold, what's happening? We're getting it way earlier this year. So, and the food looks 10 times better this year. The show was fantastic. It was so good. I'll be stoked about that again. But I'm excited. I'm excited for this year to see what the new food is like and what it'll feel like going in February compared to I went in the summertime. I was like, Halloween Horror Nights. I have Mickey's Not So Scary in like a month. This is just a lesser version of it. I don't like it.
I'm excited. I have no expectations except from what I heard from Lex. And I haven't like read much about it. I do know the food sounds a lot better. Last year they were just reusing like...
ones from the year before.
The Hades nachos from the year before.
The Maleficent cone.
Yeah, like there was nothing... it definitely felt like it was a last minute put together thing on their end. But, yeah, I mean, it looks like they gave it some juice this year, so I'm excited about that. Are there dessert parties or anything? Do they do Tony's?
No, but you get unlimited novelty snacks free. So you get all the ice cream bars.
Premium bars?
You get all popcorn? If you like soda, pretzels? You get all the soda, all of the, yeah, all the novelty snacks you get free.
That's kind of a good value.
It really
you
is.
You could definitely eat and drink part of the value of that.
Mm-hmm.
Was it oversold the night you went?
No, it was actually, and I went on a big like influencer night. It was like with the parks. They had all brought us all out to come do it, and so I was with like on top of the normal sold out crowd. It was like us too.
How were your wait times?
Nothing. They were still.
Oh, you could ride everything.
You could ride everything, and because there's no characters, and that's kind of a bummer. I get that. Not one single one. Maleficent does come out as the dragon at one part and does like a little loop around like Main Street in the hub, and it's cool to see her blowing like the fire at night. Like that was actually pretty cool, but it's like not a parade, it's more like a processional. But honestly, I had such a fun time. I had a fun like DJ like villain rave thing before the show or after the show, I forget when it was, but I enjoyed it more than most people kind of crapped out on it. But I think this year with the new food, we're looking at a great event here.
And, okay.
Yeah.
How much was it per ticket? What did we pay? Like 150, 140?
But with our AP discount, yeah, we got an AP discount. It was cheaper. Like,
I think it was under 100 with the AP discount. Yeah,
$30 yeah, off. Yeah, yeah, it was a good chunk off. Okay. So.
I mean, this sounds like a good value.
I think total with tax, it came to $240.
Initially, having not been yet, so far sounds good. I'm excited to see what we get.
Yeah. So in honor of that, this week, we're playing a fun game, which we're stoked because you guys can play along with us and try to guess certain things as we're doing it. We're going to be all picking out, we all picked out our three favorite villains, not the best villains or the scariest or the funniest. No, just our three own favorite villains. And we're going to try to give each other clues, just one clue, to see if the other two can guess it. And then after that, we'll go through and talk about, like, the actual real scariest villains. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do today. So it's Villains Week. It's fun.
Spooky villains.
Ooh, spooky. In February.
All right. Who
wants to start? Not me.
I think Joe started last week.
I always let Joe go first.
Joe started last week.
I'll go first. Okay. Unless you want to go first. Did you have one? You're like ready to...
No. I was just trying to figure out. I don't know when the last time I went first was. So I was like, maybe it's my turn.
Go ahead. Your turn.
All right.
Lead us off.
So I'm giving you one of the villains that I like, and you have to guess who they are. Yeah. And then you have to give us one clue. I like them.
Yeah,
like
give
us like third favorite.
Yeah, your third favorite. We're gonna go in order. Your third favorite, second to first. So give us a clue to your third favorite villain.
All right. His last name.
Oh, it's a his. Okay, we're good. Clue. We got two clues out of this so far. Okay, go ahead.
His last name is Pine.
Chris.
Oh my god.
He is
half villain in the villain. Princess Diaries too. And then they fall in love and they're fine. Pine, his last
villains,
name is
not
Pine.
Sexual Awakenings.
His last, and I forget, or do we all, this is an important question, do we all stick to animated, Disney animated?
Pine. This is hard.
Kind of.
Pine?
Pine. Guy.
Pine?
Okay, another clue. He just wanted to be special. That was his whole arc. His driver.
Pine?
His origin story. That's his last name. I'll give you his first name in a second. His first name is Buddy. Buddy Pine.
Oh, really? I never would have known his last name.
How'd you get that?
I didn't know. Because I wanted to be special. I was going to pick him, but I had no idea what his name was.
Syndrome.
Syndrome.
His name's Buddy Pine.
Yeah.
Syndrome.
Okay.
Why is he your favorite? Or third favorite?
Dude, what a villain. Yeah. It's super comic booky, but it was Disney. And so it was like, so he was a kid prodigy, and he like just wanted to be special. And like he wanted to be noticed, and he wanted to like be the incredible sidekick. And dude, Bob, go home, buddy, because he gets the bomb attached to him by Bombs Away,
mm-hmm.
and he gets sent home, and then he decides he hates Mr. Incredible, but then like what was so crazy? So he like didn't want to rule the world. He didn't want to take it over. He wanted to make everyone less special. So he would be special, which is crazy and like really complex and like it was just crazy. And then in the end of the movie, I didn't remember this until I read about it. But at first I thought he was just taking Jack-Jack when he kidnaps Jack-Jack. He kidnaps Jack-Jack to make Jack-Jack the sidekick that Buddy was never able to be mm-hmm. for Mr. Incredible. And I was like, that is like really like twisted, like really like... A great villain is, like, you understand where they're coming from, their perspective, and, like, they gave him a great story. Like, he had a great reason for being the way he was.
You love origin stories.
It was a great origin, and, like, the way he worked through Mirage was really cool. His, like, the chick in the front, Mime. And, yeah. Syndrome. Great villain to kick off the Incredibles franchise. I wish they would give them a television show and a third movie.
All right.
A pretty good one.
That's a good one.
I thought so.
Pine, never would have guessed.
Mm-mm.
Buddy Pine, go home, buddy.
I knew Buddy. I just didn't know Pine.
Yeah, if I said Buddy, I would have got it right away.
Yeah. All right, my turn? Or does it go to Joe's turn?
I don't care. You can go.
Let's do Lex.
Yeah. Okay. My third favorite.
Give us the guess.
Okay, the guess or the clue is, my mic keeps dropping. Steals from the Radcliffes, also known as the Dearies.
Robin Hood.
No.
The Radcliffes?
Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter.
Oh.
I actually didn't know the last name of these people or person.
Wait, steals from the Radcliffes and what?
Or the Dearies. We've seen
the Radcliffes are also known as the Dearies.
Yes, but in a different version. Still created by Disney, but in a different adaption of the movie. They were then called the Dearies, but in the book, they were originally called the Dearies. So I'm giving you more clues here. And then they created a certain version, which I won't say, and they were the Radcliffes. And then when the next version came out, they were the Dearies.
It's not Robin Hood?
No. And this villain steals from them.
Isn't that the name of villain? Ratcliffe? Is that a villain from Robin Hood?
I have no idea. I've never seen that movie.
Hmm. That steals from the Radcliffes. Give us another clue.
I just gave you so many clues. Okay.
I feel like my clues are so easy.
Did you just give it away?
The first version Disney put out was in the 1960s, and it was an animated feature. And the second, and that was where they were the Radcliffes. And the second one was a live action.
Oh, is it the Cinderella stepmother?
No.
Oh, okay.
Lady Tremaine. And then Lady Tremaine stole from Cinderella. Wait, so it had a live action remake?
Is it something to do with Alice in Wonderland, the Evil Queen?
No.
Or the Red Queen?
No. All right, I think.
Oh my God, I got it. I think I got it.
What?
Wait, no, I didn't. It's not animated. It's not, never.
Can I just say it now? Because we're taking too long.
The villain's not the bank, right?
No.
Never mind.
The villain's a real villain. Joe, I'm disappointed in you.
Is it Cruella?
It's Cruella DeVille.
Oh.
Roger Radcliffe in the animated series, and then Roger Deary in the live action, and then in the book. There you go. And you're wearing Cruella.
I was just reading Cruella's Wikipedia today, so I read that multiple times. And I was like, why does that sound so familiar? And That's
why.
That's right, Nayu, from the parking lot.
So for me, the reason why she's my number third favorite is because she was my favorite villain as a child. Like, I love that she was this fashion icon. She was this crazy lady. I know, like, I don't know. I loved her. And I think 101 Dalmatians is also, like, my favorite movies growing up as a child. So I'm just prone to, like, think of Cruella as one of my top favorite villains. And as a face character in the park, 10 out of 10 experience.
I have her as the most evil villain when we get to it.
Oh my God, spoiler alert.
Do you know her job in the first animated film? Do you know what her job is?
Isn't she a fashion designer?
No, she's a socialite. Her only job is just being poppin'. It was just
I love that.
Paris Hilton, but in like the 30s and drowning animals.
Oh my God.
Which is also why she was in my worst. We'll find out about that.
Well, yeah. So that's why I love her as my number three.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. All right, Joe, give us one.
Oh, I feel so bad. Mine is going to, like, they're not, like.
Don't give it away.
My other ones aren't that hard, but I didn't do it, like, super easy.
All right. So my third favorite, she also goes by another name.
She. Okay, we got a she on our hands to
which
screw ups over
Vanessa.
Here. Oh, my God. Ursula.
I knew it. It's so fun. I don't know. Like,
that's not a clue.
I probably would.
That's the answer.
Straight up.
I thought it was like, if someone asked me that, I would have said, oh, wait, Vanessa. I don't know. I thought it was Victoria.
Vanessa Doofenshmirtz?
Okay, Joey.
Anyway.
Tell us why Ursula.
I love her. She's just so like. She's like a baddie. Like when you see like the baddie shirt from Target and it has the Disney villains on it, like she is the epitome of that shirt. It is just her songs.
Song is great.
Mm. You love her. She steals Ariel's voice. She then takes her identity kind of.
Literally.
We are big fans of scam
big
and fraud
scammers.
Here. So yeah, I see where we're coming from.
Oh God, this is gonna be on the internet literally 5 seconds from after this.
Joanne the scammer. Ursula was the original. Mm-hmm. Ursula did it first.
Wow. Yeah. All right, good one, Joe.
That's a good one.
I love it. So far, round one, we all have different ones.
Yeah.
My next one's going to be good. It's hard for me to give a clue, because...
You got to try.
I know. I mean, I have it, but I feel like you're just going to get it right away.
Well, he said Vanessa, so I think we'll be good.
I'm going to change my clue.
Come on.
Okay, so this villain, wears underneath his grown-up villain costume, he wears what he wore as a child.
Okay, hold on.
Because he never changed out of those clothes.
This villain,
mm-hmm.
underneath his grown-up costume?
Underneath his, like, adult clothes, he wears his child clothes.
Same.
What?
I know. That's okay. That was too vague. All right. This villain has an accomplice named Doris. That was the easy one. That was the easy clue.
I'm a bad villains fan, I think.
Doris?
Doris? Do you think it's, is it, I want to say the King Richard.
No.
No? No? What's his name? What's the snake's name in that?
I don't know.
Oh.
Should I give you the answer?
No, wait, hold on. Doris, sidekick named Doris.
Yeah, you hold got on. It. There it is.
No.
She knows.
Doris is a woman, obviously. I was thinking it was a man. But no, Doris is a woman. Hold on. Think of a villain with a female. Doris. It's a man? Sidekick?
It's not.
It's not a man?
Mm-mm.
Or it's a pet. It's something. I can see it in my head. I see it there in my brain.
Do you know why you see it on your head?
No, I don't know why.
Because you would wear it on your head.
Oh.
I wear it on my head?
Doris, you wear on your head.
What?
Fedoras.
Should I just tell you?
No, wait. Hold on. Meet the Robinsons.
I picked Michael Yagubian.
Who's that? That's why.
He's bowler hat guy from Meet the Robinsons, and Doris is the hat that he wears that like playing him.
Okay,
and
honestly,
he grows up homeless, and so he grows into his baseball outfit
say,
when he was a kid.
Your clue is actually not a bad clue. The first one is actually a good clue. We were just stupid.
But it was like it's hard to know. Like, you really need to know that movie. So he, awful backstory. Great writing for the movie. But it was just really sad. So they're in an adoption. They're in a home. They're in a shelter. And Goob, you know, has like a series of tragic events in his life because his roommate is always keeping him up with his new inventions. And so he falls asleep during his big baseball game, loses the game, doesn't get adopted. The shelter closes and he gets left behind. He lives in the shelter, even though it's shut down and no one else lives there, and he grows up there alone, and all he has is a radio, where all he does is hear of Robinson's successes and his inventions, and he grows to resent him and blame him for ultimately never being adopted. And then, like, some things I was reading that, like, are, like, really cool if you notice it, like, he doesn't age or grow up because he never had parents, which is why he's kind of, like, so bumbling the whole time, and he's like not really good, and anything he ever does pull off, it's because Doris is helping him. And so because he never has family or money or anything, he grows into his baseball suit and then just starts wearing the cloak and the hat. And then I thought he was a really good villain because so the whole thing was he was trying to steal the memory scanner and present it to get rich himself. And then he found out that Doris was, like, playing him because Doris was, like, destroying everything and Doris was going to take over the world. But Goob never wanted that. He only wanted to, like, ruin Lewis's life. And he didn't like that Doris was going to, like, take over the world. And so they ended up, like, working together. And then Lewis finds out what happens to Goob and he promises, you know, that he's not going to let that happen. And when he goes back in time, he wakes Goob up in the middle of the game, catches the ball, and ultimately erases Bowler Hat Guy. But Bowler Hat Guy was just, dude, troubled. And not all that movie was just so emotional. It made me cry a lot anyway. But Goob. And you never saw him becoming the bad guy. It was Goob. We loved Goob. He was just tired.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the entire rundown of Meet the Robinsons.
I love it.
It's a good villain.
It's just context. It's important. It's what makes him so great. It's so tragic.
It was is a good villain. I love
Everyone's Goob. Driving to work crying right now. I love Goob. Thinking about Goob.
Goob. Goob's a good one. I, that was a good pick. I do like it.
Great villain. Excellent villain.
Okay, should I go to mine?
Yes.
Okay.
I could tell that was bad because I can see that no one spoke. Like, the entire time I was talking, no one said anything.
No, it was just... Yeah, you were sharing this whole the movie story. It
was great. I was passionate.
Okay.
Passion fruit.
My second favorite all-time villain, my clue for this is a villain that is after an inheritance.
There's a few of those. Yzma?
No. She just wants the throne, doesn't she?
Mother Gothel? No.
The inheritance would be the...
Think literal, yeah. An inheritance. Like, Joe's on the right...
Inheritance?
No, you don't, Joe, come on. You've had it. You had it. Think money. Think, you know, being passed on
so
to somebody.
Is it an inheritance or, like, this person would be... Marrying into riches.
No, I think literal, like...
Like dead parents, I want the inheritance.
This person is... After this person passes away, this villain wants and expects and like that inheritance.
I just got to throw it out. You're talking about... You're not talking about Hans from Frozen, right?
I am not. That is not... It's not inheritance.
An inheritance.
Let me know if you need another clue. I have a what really easy
Mufasa
one.
What was leaving behind for Simba? Was there an inheritance in that movie? A joke. I know there wasn't. Hold on. Give us another clue.
Yeah. All right. This should give it away, but I don't know if it will. This villain really hates the Duchess and her children.
Tell us more about this inheritance.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's like the easy clue really ain't that easy.
The Duchess?
The Duchess.
Are you kidding me? This villain hates the Duchess and her three children.
Three children. Peter Pan, obviously.
Oh my god.
But is this an animated or a live action?
It's animated.
Is this a classic? A golden age?
It is. Yes. It's a fantastic.
Duchess and her three children.
Oh my gosh. We have... I'm heartbroken.
All right, spill.
Yeah.
Can I give one more?
Yeah.
Last, if you don't know this, I just can't trust you. The Duchess is in love with someone named Mr. O'Malley.
We're getting harder and harder. I don't know.
Molly, do you know?
I think I do. I'm
going to try a new from
Duchess.
Okay, can I say it?
Yeah.
Edgar Balthazar. Balthazar. You don't know who that is?
From?
Edgar?
From what?
Who is that?
Ladies don't start fights.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that whole movie.
Who's the villain? Finish them. Edgar, the butler. He works for the lady. I forget her name. I forget whatever. And the lady has these four cats, the Duchess and her three children. And Edgar is the butler who takes care, who does everything for the cats, everything around the house. And he finds out in the will of the old lady that when she dies, she's leaving all of her money to her cats. Aww. To Duchess and Berlioz, Toulouse, and Marie.
How could they even sign the
exactly,
paperwork?
Exactly, right? So what he does is he kidnaps the cats, throws them in his little motorbike, and takes them to Timbuktu, and drops them, wants to drop them off there, but he doesn't get that far because he crashes.
Broom, broom.
Broom, broom.
Sorry about that.
And that's where they meet Mr. O'Malley, and he takes them back to the house. And it comes out that Edgar was a bad guy. And I love Edgar because it's such a different type of villain. Like, he's a butler. He's a good, kind-hearted guy. He's not an evil guy. But he realizes, oh my gosh, I've been working for this lady for my whole life, serving and waiting on her hand and foot, and her cats are going to get an inheritance, and she has no living children, no living relatives, but I take care of this house and this woman and her cats. I think it's such a cool, like, different type of villain. And I love that movie growing up so much. So that's why I like Edgar. He's my second favorite villain.
Did not know that.
Wow.
Lost me on that one.
I hope we have some.
I haven't seen the Aristocats since I was a kid, so.
Same.
Lex is like our in-house Aristocats liaison.
Yeah. All right, Joe.
Oh.
Give it to us.
Okay, so my second villain. I don't know if this will go. This is hard for.
you good, love?
No.
This is hard. I was just going to give you their first name. And it's a one named villain. So
this villain grew up on the moors.
The moors?
Mm-hmm.
The moors.
Yeah.
The moors, the moors.
Give me a good clue.
The villain grew up
on... What is the moors?
On the moors? Is this like a Treasure Planet thing?
God, no.
No. I've never seen that movie. I've never seen Treasure Planet.
I always think Treasure Planet is Atlantis, but I digress.
The moors. Okay. This villain grew up on the moors. Okay.
Joe only likes like 5 movies.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So I'm like, which one of the few are they?
Can you give us another clue?
Yeah.
I gave you
this. This will give it away.
Try to think of. Come on.
I don't know. I did like that was my hard one.
Okay. Give us a clue about the moors. What's it like?
There are winged creatures there.
Maleficent.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Maleficent. Good one, Joe.
I was gonna say it's someone who wasn't invited.
Good one, Joe.
To the castle for dinner that night.
Oh my gosh! I bet you all of our Maleficent fans are pretty upset at us right now for not knowing that.
Yeah,
but I think that's only something you would know if you saw the live action.
The live action. Yeah.
But yeah, I love her. Like that was the one. Sleeping Beauty was the one Disney movie that I like always watched. Like pretty much at least like once a week. And I felt like I love Maleficent, but like anytime I would watch the movie, I felt like they didn't like have her enough in the movie.
They didn't as a villain. Yeah. They really didn't.
So yeah, I love her. I think she's like truly evil, but
yeah,
I have to see Maleficent 2 still, but I love Maleficent 1 was sick. I really like that movie. I thought it was great. They really fleshed out a villain. That's the only reason to do live action.
Yeah. Backstories like that are so great.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I forgot which like classic Disney animation guy, like an OG, was like the only live action I've ever enjoyed was Maleficent, because it gave you something that you didn't already get before, and it was just like Lion King, like what's new, like it's just a shot for shot, like Jungle Book, whoever it was said Jon Favreau is like amazing, and Jungle Book was good because it was very different, but Lion King was just like
good one, Joe.
My last favorite one, that was a good one, Joe. Oh, no. I wasn't supposed to read one of those, because now I have 2 up here of my important ones. All right.
Well, just think. Who is your... Is this it? Your number one? Who is your favorite all-time villain?
But then I didn't get to give my number 2.
Well, you can say the number 2 in the scariest
I'll just quickly
version.
Do that really quick.
Oh, God.
Number 2. He has his own laws. You know how, like, Newton has laws of physics?
Mm-hmm.
This guy has his own laws.
Is it Facilier?
Nope. He's a scientific genius.
Scientific genius. He's a villain who's a scientific genius.
Yes. When we discover him, he's diagnosed with emotional instability and acute stress disorder.
Hmm.
By Baymax.
Oh.
Professor Callahan. Great villain. Alistair Cray accidentally lost his daughter in the experiment. He goes crazy off the cuff the whole time. He didn't know Hero was working on those nanobots, and so he started the fire so he could steal them, kills Tadashi, still steals the nanobots, and like he had been plotting it for so long, and then like all throughout the movie he like doesn't want, like he like gets remorseful that he's like doing, he realizes he's doing it the wrong way, but then he just like leans into his awfulness and does it anyway.
Okay, wait, question. How is the clue about he has his own laws? Where was I supposed to gather from that?
Callahan's Law of Robotics. That's like when Hero meets him, he's like, Professor Callahan, Callahan's University of Robotics, Laws of Robotics. And that's why I said he's like a scientific genius.
Oh, I mean, that's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We'll move past that. Anyway, Professor Callahan. Really good one. This one was originally supposed to be played by Jack Nicholson.
Oh, you have another one?
This is my favorite villain in any Disney movie. Was originally supposed to be played by Jack Nicholson. So that tells you a lot about what period of Disney this happened in. This was not classic.
I've heard that fun fact before, but I don't remember who it was about.
Let's get the clue.
That was it.
That was a clue?
I don't know. I can give you another clue.
Is it Captain Hook?
That's not Captain Hook.
I'm just guessing.
Wait, no, I demand another.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson was 8 years old. He was up for the role.
I would like another clue.
Okay.
Because that was just, I know, there's no way. Because that's something about, like, Disney history. That's not a clue about the villain.
So the person who went in and actually ended up playing
No,
this
give me
villain.
A clue about the villain itself. That's what we need.
I am.
Okay.
The actor who went in and did this played the villain, like, and you'll pick this up. Like, he's supposed to just have the attitude of, like, a sleazy car salesman. Like, the way he speaks and delivers his whole demeanor, just like... This one is truly, any clue I give you is just going to give it away. Like, there's no, like, if I tell you where this person's from, you know. If I tell you who he's related to, you know. Like,
is it live action or animated?
No, it's animated.
Sleazy car. I want to say something in cars, but there's no villains.
Animated
in cars.
From the 90s, takes place in Europe. Popular European destination.
Is it Gaston?
No.
Yeah.
Almost as popular as France. I would say, like, right, like, when you hear people who, like, go abroad for their first time, they usually go to France and another place.
Spain? Italy?
Another one. Yeah, there.
England?
Go. Nope.
Where else do they go?
Greece? So is it Hades?
That sounds familiar.
Jack Nicholson was supposed to do it, and he said he wanted 50% of all the merchandise sales, and he wanted $15 million, and they said no. And then James Wood came in, and then he just, yeah, that was the whole thing. Like, that's why he's always, like, his jokes and, like, the way he just grimes around everywhere, and he's always, like, trying to schmooze everyone, but it's really, like, backhanded. I think he's just one of the, I think he's definitely the funniest Disney villain, because he's the smartest Disney villain. So, like
smartest?
In, like, a cunning way. Like, socially, I think he's the smartest Disney villain. Like, the way he makes jokes about people, and, like, he'll make a crack at Zeus, and Zeus doesn't even totally necessarily realize he's being made fun of when they're, like, at that first party. Like, Hades is just, I think he's extremely, extremely funny. And then had a good plot.
I'm trying to think of what clue I would have given.
For He's always good on his word, too.
So didn't, yeah.
Always holds up his end of the bargain.
That was a great clue.
He sympathized with Meg, too. Like, he was like, whatever happened with her and her last boyfriend, Hades was like, I saved you. He was a creep. Like, yeah. Maybe.
That's your favorite villain. And I'm wearing our Hades shirt.
Hades is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Funny dude.
Oh, my gosh. What happened to my notes? Oh, here they are. I forgot. Okay, my number one favorite villain. This villain died from extremely old age.
Mother Gothel?
Yeah, good job. I gave you guys an easy one.
I almost said Benjamin Button. I was just trying to get an answer out as fast as possible and thought of a really old person.
This one is my favorite villain because Punzi is my favorite princess. Therefore, like, Flynn is my favorite, like, romance interest. It's like they all just end up being my.
That's how she died for realies.
Yeah. So, like, because
she just got old.
Well, no, Punzi cut off, or Flynn cut off Punzi's hair, so all her power went away. So all the power of the sun, of the flower in Punzi's hair is gone, which means all the power inside of her body disappeared. So she literally was over. She was extremely old. She was, like, really, really, and just died, crumpled up and turned to dust and died.
I hope that's how I go out.
Oh my god. But yeah, I love her. It's my favorite movies, and I just think it's great. I like that she's, like, a villain who does a lot of, like, singing and musical numbers. She's one that puts, like, matters into her own hand, comes up with, like, a conniving plan at the end. Like, she's got a lot of, like, things about her that are very interesting. So definitely Mother Gothel.
Love that.
Yeah.
Joe?
All right, final
round. Give us your best shot.
In their live action movie. It's also an animated movie.
Jafar.
Gaston.
Jafar. Straight up Jafar.
No. this villain was, I don't remember which one of the live actions it was, but they were baked into a cake.
Lotso Bear.
No.
Oh.
This live, they were baked into, okay,
at
sure.
At one point in the movie.
In a live action. This yeah. villain was baked into a cake.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. It's my favorite scene. That's the only reason why I was giving us a clip. It's very descriptive.
This villain was baked?
Live actions.
It's
live
also
actions.
An animated one.
I was saying, is it not Cruella? Cruella? Yes, like Cruella's your favorite villain.
It's like...
Wait, and what? Yeah.
I don't remember if it was in 101 or 102 live action, but like she's in some...
It's got to be 102. I know in 101 we have like the stable and the like the hay and the poop.
Yeah.
That's 101.
Well, I think it's the same. I think that might be the same in movie. Because, in this one, like she is like in a cake, a bakery.
You're right. I see it in my
she,
head.
She gets trapped in a mold, like a huge like cake mold.
I think this is two.
And then, I think so, yeah. And then she gets like all like the dogs, like all like pour like flour and like. A vat full of eggs and just disgusting stuff, and like one like bulldog like spits on her, and like she gets like baked. It's like
so rude.
It's like, you know, like you would die.
It's 102.
But, like, she didn't, and she got like decorated. Yes, yes. It's just so funny. She gets rolled over with like the baking. Oh my god, it's so funny. But I just love that movie.
Who was that?
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
So good. The animated version was my favorite. Both live actions are amazing.
Emma Stone is going to rule the world.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to cry.
It's going to be so good.
Joey had the same favorite villain on our list. Look at us. I literally, as we were eating lunch today, I said, well, I know Joe won a favorite, one of his favorite villains. It was Cruella. So I don't know why I didn't just scream it out loud.
I guess because you said it, I was like, ruled it out as possible.
Yeah.
Well... Worst, most evil, sinister villains.
Wait. Recap. My favorite villain was favorite number one, Mother Gothel, Cruella, and yours was Hades. Those were three good villains.
Hades is the best.
Like I said, those were three good villains. As I say again, good job, all of us. Good job, team. Those are some really good villains. All right, now let's get to another fun part we're going to do, which is... actually picking out who we think are the actual worst villains of them all. And I bet you we all have very different answers for very different reasons. So Cody, go ahead. Who are your three?
I get to go first?
Yeah, and you can tell them all at once.
All right.
Give us your third, second, and first.
I lean too far back from my microphone. I gotta sit up. Alrighty. All right. The worst villain.
Third one.
Wait, I was supposed to have three?
However many.
I have three.
I have two.
Okay, cool.
My first one is Prince Hans.
As the worst or the second worst?
Like the worst, like of all, he's the evilest of them all?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
pretty evil, yeah. So he tried to get Anna to fall in love with him so he could murder her and then kill her sister and usurp the throne.
I guess I went down a different road. Yeah.
I didn't really do, like... I didn't really go too far with the mystical. I looked at, like, very human villains.
Same.
And was like, okay, if this were real life.
I mean, so did I, pretty much, too. But
and it was like, if you were to look at Prince Hans subjectively, he would be canceled by Twitter.
Yeah.
He would be... I mean, there's a lot to unpack there. But he literally tried to, you know, do...
I mean, you're right, yeah.
Pretty not tight.
He broke a girl's heart and then tried to murder her sister. So, I mean, you can't get worse than that.
I mean, yeah, that's just like... I was like, all right, that's like...
All right.
Pretty bad.
Okay, who's your next one who you think is just so evil?
I did Cruella.
Cruella.
Because she just is.
She tries to kill puppies.
She doesn't, like, in the movies, it's, like, because she's a fashion designer, but in the, like, in the new ones. But before, like, she just wanted to kill, she just hates animals. And she says.
Are you
she,
sure? Like, I thought I read up that she was, like, she needed the puppy's fur because they were softer and they're not coarse. It's, like, there was a reason why she was going after these puppies. Not because she hated puppies. Like, she made it known that, like...
Well, yeah, but she just had, like...
soft puppy skin.
Yeah, but she had no regard for their lives.
Yeah.
Like, that was her whole thing. Like, she says, like, she drowns her own cats and dogs when they, like, have no purpose.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that is very terrifying.
It's dark.
Like, good thing that movie's so heartwarming in other ways, because she literally, like, just what a terrible person.
That's a good one. Well, we got on
anyone else have anything to add about her?
Not Cruella.
And she makes fun of poor people, like, a lot. Like, basically just roast them the entire time. She just makes fun of them for being poor every time they're in the room together.
All I can remember is
and I'm just like
devil eyes as she's driving the car crazy fast at the end. Her eyes are all red. I'm like, Mom, that's the demon. Turn the TV off right now. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. All right, should I go through mine?
Yes.
All right, I have four, but two of them fall in place in third place.
Okay.
Madame Medusa and the coachman from Pinocchio. Okay. Madame Medusa's from The Rescuers. And the reason why I picked these two is because when you get on the subject of children, I cannot deal. After having children, I will not watch Pinocchio because that scene where he's saying, like, he's purposely stealing these boys from these families and says they're never going back. And I'm just like, I literally sit there and envision, like, that happening to my kid. Oh, my God. No.
It's like Syndrome and Jack-Jack. That was what made Syndrome
so sinister. Yeah, I just can't. And then Madame Medusa, Penny. Like, my heart was, like, always just so sad for Penny watching that movie. Like, it, like, truly made me, like, sad to watch as a child. So, as a mom, you can't, nothing with kids. And she stole Penny by using an alligator. Like, psycho woman. Like, those two are third place for me. Second place would have to be Scar for me. Because kind of like what you were saying about Hans, like taking over, like breaking a girl's heart and then killing her sister. For me, it's like straight up, like you can do that to your own brother and then kill his son, your nephew. Like you have to have a pretty dark heart to be able to turn around and murder your brother all because you want to be king and then end up ruling the Prylands like a Nazi.
Like, and then he starved everyone anyway. He was like literally just gonna let everyone die.
Yeah.
That's like.
Like you can literally hold your brother over the edge and just with that heart. Like,
literally a villain.
Absolutely not. Like that is dark.
Got what he wanted and then just like watched it burn to the ground anyway. Yep. Very Loki and Thor, as I said to Joe earlier. Which then, is also Hades and Zeus.
Very the number Thor. One scariest villain for me, which this person, which I'll just tell you why, like, this person did some bad stuff, but for me as a child, I was just genuinely scared of this villain. It was Judge Claude Frollo, and that's from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. He literally would try to murder gypsy women and then try to take Quasimodo, this child, this baby, and throw him down a well and murder him because he was not of God and because he was this devil child because he was all deformed.
I need to watch. That's what that movie's about?
Yes! I have to watch that. Gypsies, like Esmeralda. Like, straight up, like, he does it all in the name of God, which, you know, I have my faith, so I believe very differently, but it's like, they did that, you know, in those days and viewed that kind of stuff in that way and kind of use it as a wrong name. And it breaks my heart. It made me really sad to see like religion used in that way. So I was scared of him. He was terrifying. Terrifying.
Hmm.
Yeah. So he's my number one scariest villain.
I wish I knew more about Chernabog. I need to watch Fantasia.
Yeah.
I've heard Chernabog was pretty scary guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think he has a name that rolls off the tongue. Chernabog.
All right, Joe, give it to us.
All right, so mine, I had my third scariest one would be Mother Gothel. Well,
yes, the
like
queen.
She's actually kind of like my first scariest one because like I had a very big fear of being kidnapped as a child. Just because
me and Colton were the same way. Our parents like definitely freaked us out into thinking like it is likely you will be kidnapped.
They like train you on like what happens if someone like breaks into your room. Like here's what you do. Like if you're kidnapped.
It was like quicksand. It was like the way it was in my brain. It was like this is probably gonna happen, and the best I can do is just be prepared for it. Like,
oh God!
And you're never too old to be kidnapped. Like you know, if you're thinking about kidnapping me, please don't. But it's like I'm just scared of it. And
some Mother Gothel.
Yeah.
My queen.
She's just like
when we do our Lost Bros Face Our Fears at Disney video.
We're making
I'm gonna kidnap Joe.
Oh my God, now he's not traumatized.
I'm gonna bag him and say it's your friend Cody. We're gonna work through this together.
Joe, I protect.
Thank you. I also wrote down from Halloween Town. Either Calabar or his son Cal, emphasis on his son Cal, because he was kind of like the Hans of Disney Channel. He literally, like, he tried to wife up Marnie, and then comes turn out that he, like, you know, stole all of the magic in Halloween Town, and everything turned gray, and it was really sad, and... what a nightmare. I just remember
what actually a nightmare. It's just
like everything was gray and boring, and Halloween Town was just no longer, and like, oh. And he turned his her mom into like a fly woman, a frog.
That's terrible.
It's just, I can't. But yeah, my third one, I don't know if she's considered a villain, but I said Darla from Finding Nemo, because she's just a brat. She's
kind of an antagonist, and worst of all, she's a child.
Exactly. It's like she.
I'm about to walk out this room. I'm about to walk out this room right now.
She is just some girl who like goes to her orthodontist and shakes bags of fish, and
she's a girl bags of fish. Goes to her orthodontist.
It's funny because it's like I want to make fun of Joe for exaggerating these features,
but that's exactly
what she does. That
it's
like
so rude. It's like where do you get off? Like.
This is definitely the clip for the trailer of this podcast. It was that.
I can't handle it.
Oh my gosh. That was spooky.
See, we had a lot of good diversity in these villains.
I know. We,
talked about a lot of villains today. Some forgotten, some not.
I do want to say that I did not include any of the Marvel Universe or Star Wars Universe in my pickings, because otherwise it would all just be Loki, Kylo Ren, Loki, Kylo Ren, Loki, Kylo Ren, and that would be unfair to the rest of the villains out there. But
this
shout
podcast
out,
we get a million listens.
Shout out Loki and Kylo Ren, also for being the best villains.
I'm making that the title. What? A whole podcast about Loki and Kylo Ren.
That's it. That's clickbait if I ever saw it.
Well, if you were listening for Loki and Kylo Ren because you saw it in the title, here's your payoff.
But it was fun. So, yeah, that was a fun game. And then tomorrow, Villains Night. It's going to be good.
Oh, I'm excited. We'll definitely be doing a catch-up on villains. Probably we'll do that on our Instagram.
Yep.
So go check the Instagram for that. I don't know if we'll talk about it next week, because next week's podcast is doesn't really tie in with that. So
comment. Let us know who your favorite villains are.
Give us your top three. We want to know your top three.
If you guys match with any of us, let us know who you guys lean more towards, you know?
And don't forget to use Oh Boy the Podcast on our website, thelostbros.com. You can use it on any of our merch, your first order. Well, yeah. And you can use the coupon one time. And I think we will see you next week, unless... I mean, I guess Joe's actually the host of this episode. What do you... Close us out. Take us home. This is not going to go well. Bring us home.
Goodbye.
That's it?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Have a spooky weekend. That's what you could do. It's villains.
What was that? Or from our trailer? Our River Country trailer?
Oh, God. This is over. You cut it off now.
The fireworks begin. I hear it.